It's time now for How You Built That. And today, we're updating a story we ran about a year ago.
So my name is Jane Ock. I'm from Scarsdale, New York. And one day, I was just so sick of opening my refrigerator and seeing brown guacamole.
Brown guacamole. We've all been there, right? You scoop out the soft avocado flesh, you mash in some onion, salt, lime, maybe some cilantro, you stick it in the fridge, and then a couple of hours later, that bright green dip looks kind of gross.
This is absolutely a problem that people have. And I say to them, would you like a container that prevents your guacamole from turning brown? And they're like, oh my God.
So anyway, about 4 years ago, Jane started to experiment in her kitchen. She made a lot of guacamole, and she just started to observe that guacamole change color.
If I make some and put it in a bowl with saran wrap, it turns brown. But if there was some way that I could eliminate that air and that space, then maybe I could solve that age-old problem.
So Jane recruited her stepsister to help out. They found a designer, and together, they came up with a plastic container with kind of a little elevator underneath it that pushes the guacamole to the very top, so there is no space between your guac and the lid.
And then you simply close the tab to cover the air hole, put it in the refrigerator, forget about it. Literally forget about it. I mean, a week. However long you're going to eat your guacamole, it will not turn brown.
Okay, so they had the right design, but for 2 years, they ran into one problem after another. They were using the wrong materials, or the little elevator thing wasn't fitting properly. But finally, a couple of years ago, they got it out of the factory and into the market, and they called it the Guac Lock.
You can lock anything up. So tuna fish, egg salad, you know, chopped vegetables, pesto, hummus. And the more you can smush it and remove the air holes, the better it's going to save.
So Jane, this is not my main problem with guacamole because when I first heard the name Guac Lock, I thought it was to lock your, you know, your kids out of the guacamole so they don't eat it all before your guests come.
No, it is not. But you're right. That's a good idea.
That is a problem in my house. That's our problem. I get into the kitchen and I just see like green guacamole around the mouths of my children.
I feel your pain.
That could be the next iteration of the Guac Lock. You could add a combination lock.
Like a child lock or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, actually, it's very funny that you said that because a lot of people say, I never have leftover guacamole,
never.
So why would I need this? And what I always say to them is, now you can make it in advance.
That's Jane Ock, co-founder of the Guac Lock. Last year, she and her stepsister Sharon did close to $1 million in sales. They're in most of the major stores now, and they're on track to do even better this year after partnering with Bradshaw Industries, which is one of the biggest suppliers of kitchen gadgets in the world. And if you want to learn more about the Guac Lock or hear previous episodes, head to our podcast page, howibuiltthis.npr.org. And of course, if you want to tell us your story, go to build.npr.org.